is a question about, I gave a talk. In the talk, I said something like, the fact that we have this enormous tax burden, the fact that, you know, 50% of our money is taken from us in some sense is worse than a draft, right? Because a draft, you put away a few years of your life, but then after that, you can do what you want, kind of. But tax is basically 50% of your life. You're working for the government, which means 50% of the time where you're being productive is for somebody else. You're forced to sacrifice. You're basically somebody's slave for 50% of the time. Now, yeah, I mean, saying it's worse is a rhetorical flair. I mean, I'm not saying it's worse. I'm saying it's all evil. It's evil. And the context is this. When there's a draft, in America at least, people go out into the street and demonstrate. They get really pissed off. They get angry. But when we impose 50% taxes on them, everybody just shrugs and says, fine, who cares? And I think that's horrific. And this is particularly true of young people today, who 50% is nothing, right? They're just starting out in life, and we've already burdened them with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. They're going to have to pay huge quantities of taxes in the future to pay for the Medicare and to pay for the Social Security and to pay for Obamacare and to pay for all these schemes that the government has going. And they don't seem upset about this. So what I'm advocating is, just like they went into the streets to avoid a draft in the 1960s, they should be going out into the streets today to basically shrug off all the taxes and all the debt that is being imposed on them by their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, by the so-called greatest generation and all the other generations that followed. These are awful generations. Generations that are basically burdened, their great-grandchildren, their grandchildren, with a burden that they can never live with. These are generations that have bankrupted this country. And it's time for young people to stand up and to object, to go out into the streets and to demonstrate against. Nothing here has diminished the evil that is the draft. And as I've said, and I know there's some libertarian out there, you know, they claim that I'm for a draft in Israel and not for a draft in the United States. I am against the draft everywhere. I've said this a dozen times, but some people don't want to listen. They don't pay attention because all they want is to make me look bad to their little cult. I'm against all drafts. I'm against the draft in Israel. I'm against the draft in the United States. And I think they're evil. And so nothing I said should be taken as to diminish that at all.